From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
Digging like a man, that's what they tell me. Ain't it a drag? We know you're gonna lose. A woman leaving, supposed to be easy. She gonna leave more than a bruise. I ain't got it dog in this fight. No need to fear for my life. Paws digging the dirt. Discover lies, will they expose you? So how strong is your bind? I know who's wrong, I know who's right. Just wait and see, don't take it from me. Ain't got a dog in this fight.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Garrick Howell. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
For the sake of survival, looking back at me, hoping for rescue, no towel to throw in, alibi for your rival. This is on you. What can I do? Find no need to fear for my life. Paws digging the dirt. Discover lies, will they expose you? So how strong is your bind? I know who's wrong, I know who's right. Just wait and see. Don't take it from me. Ain't got a dog in this fight. Take your bets, pick your winner. Will it be the lover or the sinner? It's gonna be close, but I believe I'd choose love if it were me.
Take it on, Ryan.
Dig in the dirt, discover lies, will they expose you? So how strong is your bind? I know who's wrong, I know who's right. Just wait and see, don't take it from me. Ain't got a dog in this fight. Where you gonna see? Don't take it from me. Ain't got a dog in this fight. Lord, you're gonna see. Don't blame it on me. Ain't got a dog in this fight. Ain't got a dog in this fight. Ain't got a dog in this fight.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 647th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Garrick Howell, originally from South Shore, Kentucky, in Greenup County, near Ashland. Garrick attended the University of Kentucky and stayed here in Lexington after graduation. Playing music in Central Kentucky for nearly 15 years, Garrick has realigned his priorities to focus on better songwriting, collaboration, and generally sharpening his musical teeth. We are very pleased to welcome Garrick Howell to the Red Barn stage.
Something to ease all your pain. You don't need a reason. There's nothing to gain. No one to catch you. Nowhere to land. Don't be afraid, child. Just take my
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Nice to have you here, Garrick. Why don't we start off with the early Garrick from South Shore, Kentucky in Greenup County, and that's near Ashland. And that would be the South Shore of what ocean?
The Ohio the River ocean. Stared at some muddy water my days.
What's it like out there for people listening on the radio who've never had an opportunity to wander that direction?
Quiet. It's a quiet town.
What was the name of the town? It was South Shore. Called South Shore?
Yep. And okay, it is on the South Shore of the Ohio River.
Okay.
Across the river from Portsmouth, Ohio.
Okay.
And we've had, I don't know how long it's been. I don't know anything about the history of it. I just know it was there when I was born, so I can vouch for 36 years of it. It's a quiet town. Well, we had one stoplight for a long time, and then they put a stoplight into school because people wouldn't slow down going through there. So that kind of place.
A town accustomed to flooding events?
Well, in 1937, there was mighty flood over there, but since then, not as much. Some of the bottoms areas would flood up, but most of the rest of the town would generally be in good shape, thanks to the railroad tracks and, of course,
sure,
geography in northeastern Kentucky involves a few small hills here and there, so they kept us out of danger most of the time.
Wish I had a plane, fly it all around, eat every meal in a different town. Might go to London just to meet the Queen and play some old French horn down in New Orleans. Wish I had a plane, the world could pass me by. Won't make no difference, it'll be just as high. Nose on the faces of them folks on the ground. Have me somewhere else when my wheels touch down. I'd have more time to get close to God. We'd talk for hours every single day. I could close my eyes and he'd lead the way. Wish I had a plane, no car, no boat, just some shiny shoes and a fancy coat. I could float around in that warm sunshine, 30,000 feet above them sugar pines. They want it. Wish I had a plane, fly it all around. I'd eat every meal in a different town. I might go to London just to meet the Queen. I'll play some old French horn down in New Orleans. Wish I had a plane. 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 Oh, baby, that's right.
Do you have other family who lives out that direction?
I do. My parents still live up there. They live out East Taggart, a little neighborhood out a few miles away from town.
And how do you say town there?
Yeah, from town. So about 10 minutes from the pizza place down there. So. Uh-huh. And then my oldest brother and his wife and his family, they are just across the river in West Portsmouth, so real close by. And then my middle brother he lives up the road, up 23, U.S. 23, in Worthington, which is near Raceland, Russell area.
You live in Georgetown now.
I live in Georgetown now, yes.
Gotcha. And what had you moving to Georgetown from Green?
I was down here when I came to school at UK, graduated with a degree, bachelor's in agriculture education, and taught high school agriculture for 3 years in Owen County. So I moved away from Lexington for about 3 years or so, and still came back every weekend to play music. So I was back here every Friday, Saturday night, sometimes Sunday night, sometimes Tuesday night, whatever the show was. And so anyway, once I left the classroom, and I'm working for the Department of Agriculture, so we found a house, my wife and I, and we moved to Georgetown, get a little more house for the price. So that's where we landed for now.
You did high school ag teaching for how long?
3 years.
For 3 years?
Yeah, for three school years. So.
Gotcha. And determined that you wanted to go a different direction? Or?
Yeah. Still some choppy waters in education these days, I think.
Indeed, yeah.
If you look at the newspaper. But just kind of figuring out where that was going to go and where I was going to go, honestly. I mean, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was 26 years old.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's young, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
She came from heaven and I went to hell. She wanted to love me, but I couldn't tell. She gave me her soul and I gave her hard time. I bear the pain of these broken white lines. I need an open road and a fifth of a wine. And every mistake I've had on my mind. I need room to breathe all this spent gasoline. Then maybe I can see what she saw in me. The pain was too great for her on her own. And so she found another that she could lean on. Slam the door on my rusty old car. Threw it and forth as I passed the bar. I need an open road and a fifth of a wine. And every mistake had on my mind. I need room to breathe all this spent gasoline. Then maybe I could see what she saw in me. I've had on my mind. I need room to breathe all this spent gasoline. Then maybe I could see what she saw in me. Oh, then maybe I can see what she saw in me. Thank you.
Backtracking to earlier life, when did music come into your life?
My grandfather, my dad's dad, he played guitar. He had a beautiful Les Paul 35th anniversary. He was enamored with that. For some reason, they lived near Terre Haute, Indiana, another little town, quiet, sleepy town called Clay City. And we would go visit them, and he'd play guitar. He loved to play guitar like Merle Travis. It was so cool. And my dad always said he was even better than what I remember, because at some point he cut his fingertips off and then retaught himself how to play guitar. I don't know. So,
I'm sorry, this is Merle Travis?
No, my dad's dad.
Oh, God.
But he
played
Merle Travis. He loved that stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. I wasn't familiar with the Merle
he
Travis.
He always called, Papaw Lloyd sorry. Always called Jerry Reed a novelty singer. You know, certified guitar player's a novelty singer to him. So, I was always enamored with him playing it. And then, of course, he showed me a few chords. And then, probably 12, 13 years old, started to try to learn to play guitar. Sleepy town, we lived out of town. I couldn't drive. There wasn't a whole lot to do. So you can sit down with a guitar at the house and poke around and pick around while you're bored instead of, going outside. I'm what I like to refer to as an inside cat.
Uh-huh.
And, and that was kind of more up my alley. And I also thought it would help me get a girlfriend, which it did not for some period of time. Eventually it did, but it didn't for a long time. I'll be leaving in the morning, saddled up and ready to ride. And just like Roy Rogers, I got a guitar by my side. Before this day is done, I hope it won't take long, and I'll be close to home, 'cause I'm Kentucky bound. I got this lady on my mind, and she's so fine. Been seeing her for a while, she's saving on her loving just for me. I'm Kentucky bound. Got this lady on my mind, and she's so fine. Been seeing her for a while, she's saving all her loving just for me. And I'm Kentucky bound.
Speaking of friends, you and John have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, we've been friends. 08? Yeah, yeah.
How'd you guys meet?
George Moulton on a mutual, well, John is George's cousin, and I've known George for quite a while. And then one night we ended up playing some acoustic music with George on stage at Austin City together. And I kept coming back and doing it because I had so much fun. And before long, John and I were hitting it off and spending a lot of time together as buddies. And eventually, I picked up some players. Donnie Parker here, he was one of them, and John played guitar for me. And at the time, we had Hank Rose on bass guitar, and we entered, I put them together and entered Austin City Saloon's Battle of the Bands.
And how'd that go?
We won.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we won. I still had the trophy at the house in the studio. Part of it broke off, and you know, we've had a good time with it. But anyway, we kept playing, and we did that for years and years, running up and down the roads together. So,
Austin City, a cool place for a young musician.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was college too for me.
Yeah, what'd you learn there?
The sequel.
John McHugh.
I learned how to survive by not going to college.
making money in the bars. just cutting our teeth there, basically.
Yeah.
And getting into the scene, getting into the circle of musicians, forming a band and starting doing original music. I mean, that's where we started at. So we learned everything, how to do it and how to not do it.
Now, when you're doing it week in and week out, and we played Austin City 2 or 3 weekends a month. Usually the other two were booked. Sometimes we get a break and have only one booked out of the 4 months. So when you're playing that much, you just naturally become rehearsed. So that's not as much of an issue playing a lot as it is the access you've got to whatever you need to drink or eat in the extracurricular activity areas.
Uh-huh.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But the drinks, a lot of them flowed. We were a very alcohol-friendly band.
Uh-huh.
Myself in particular, I like to think that I became quite the professional at it.
Well.
So, and.
Can you make a living at that?
No.
Oh, no.
No, bad living.
Yeah.
A really bad living. So that over time takes its toll. Something in the air smells a little bit like loneliness. She's been gone a little too long for me to be such a mess. And I guess time ain't the healer everybody said it'd be. Why's it look so easy when it seems so hard to me? A different shade of blue. A different shade of blue.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Garrick Howell, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Garrick Howell after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.